do something. So watch this gate. We'll leave it open so that the cows don't get out. Well, of course, Lady Bell, being so tame, came over to me, and I'm petting her head, and she's, you know, I'm scratching her neck, and she's just, all of a sudden, she pushes me out of the way and just walks through the fence, and she's out in the yard eating grass. And Dad said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, she pushed me out of the way." Oh, well. 62 degrees here at WRCO. It's 7 o'clock and time now for a news update sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ahead of D-Day ceremonies in Normandy, France today, President Biden sat down with ABC News World News anchor David Muir, who asked him about Ukrainians using American-made weapons on Russia. The president clarifying and insisting it will not lead to a wider war, saying,
"They're authorized to be used in proximity to the border when they're being used on the other side of the border to attack specific targets in Ukraine. We're not authorizing strikes 200 miles into Russia. We're not authorizing strikes on Moscow, on the Kremlin."
World War II veterans joining heads of state and others this morning commemorating 80 years since the Allied invasion that helped lead to the end of World War II. Donald Trump returns to the campaign trail. He'll be in Arizona today. First trip to a battleground state since being convicted in the hush money trial. Dozens of people were killed, including several children, when an Israeli strike hit a school-turned-shelter in central Gaza. Israel says it was being used as a Hamas compound. This is ABC News. Four firefighters battling the Crystal Fire in Napa County are expected to recover after being taken to local hospitals in California. The 60-acre fire is 65% contained. A Wisconsin sheriff said the state's oldest prison is being operated in a dangerous and reckless manner after an investigation into multiple inmate deaths.
Four inmates died at the maximum security Waupun Correctional Facility in Wisconsin in the last year. One had a stroke and was dead in his cell for at least 12 hours before he was found. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt said one recommendation of a commission is to consider renovating or closing the facility.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees.
The warden and eight staff members were charged with an assortment of crimes, including for some misconduct in public office and inmate abuse. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is set to dock with the International Space Station today. Starliner's crew will carry out equipment and systems tests. Starliner launched from Florida on Wednesday after years of setbacks. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Forecast details coming up from WRCO in just a little bit, but we want to get you going here with the word to text this hour in the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. The number to text, or the win, I should say, the word to text is the word WIN, W-I-N, WIN. So certainly do that. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store, find your station, use the text button to send the keyword WIN. this hour. And you could be the winner and the big qualifier. We've already had some winners from the area, in fact. We'll look at some of those coming up in a few minutes.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
Today's forecast calls for a high of 70, blustery conditions, winds could be between 12 and 25, and isolated showers possible late afternoon, early evening. A low of 50 this evening, Friday partly cloudy, slightly warmer, still breezy, and a high of 74. Saturday 72, rain likely through late morning that day, then breaks of sun in the afternoon, and Sunday partly cloudy, breezy in the morning, and a high of 70. In Richland Center this morning, southwest winds are at 5. After a low of 57, we're at 63 degrees.
It's Friday, getting tore up. Headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so rain. Go get you. See, it's late now, I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting around the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true. I don't want no one girl if I can't have you. It's so blue.
Tyler Hubbard, Dancing in the Country. That's where I learned to dance, and luckily it kind of stays there. I've not taken it to the national stage just yet. But anyway, again, the word to text this hour in the Scotty Summer Text Win Contest is WIN, W-I-N, and the winning is just underway. There are daily winners. I've noticed some from the 608 and some from elsewhere, and I guess this day and age you don't know exactly where people are listening, that kind of thing. That's that makes it very, very cool. But congratulations to Eric from Madison and Pam from Muscadet, among the winners most recently in the Text to Win contest. And congratulations to Brody from Richland Center, winner of a pair of club-level brewer tickets, just for being along and listening and doing the texting thing. Well, we'll see what old Hanko is up to.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Tiptoed in a room, I know you got to have your rest. She says, come lay beside me, I've been waiting since you left. Took my breath away. I might not get to heaven, but I walked with the angels that day.
Stapleton on WRCO, WRCE, giving you the wake-up call on a beautiful Thursday morning.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you. Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Yeah.
Frivolous information. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with Adam?
He's setting the bar pretty high for us.
For sure. Yes, he is.
Looks like you still got your jammies on this morning. What do you got?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Isn't it jammy day today?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't get the memo on that, I guess.
Anyway. Well, jammy top of my Speedo, getting ready to go, you know?
Right. Yeah, so. It's going to be a little cool today, I would say.
Oh, it's cool for me every day.
Get that breeze going when you get out of the water. That's mm-hmm. That's the worst of it.
It is. Mm. It is. Did you have a good evening?
Yes. Yes, I was very misled because I said, I probably can't mow yard today because it's going to be wet by afternoon. Right. That was about the time I could do it. 4 o'clock, it's just beautiful, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, I'll put it off. Maybe I'll mow early evening and... Just got started, and I thought, well, it's getting kind of dark over there in the west. That's weird. Okay, all of a sudden, yeah, we had some rain in Sextonville. So
did you get any of it, Mike?
A little bit of the front, yep.
Yeah, you're a procrastinator, aren't you?
I am. I like to put it off, but I also like to get it done before my weekend. I don't like to mow on the weekend.
Did June say anything about you spilling the chocolate?
I don't think she heard yesterday.
So, really? Can I get her number?
No.
What?
I wouldn't give her my number or her number, my number.
I don't even have your number.
No, I don't think you do. It's unlisted. So.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have my number?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That says a lot. Well, today's World Record Day, Phil.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, and last night I did softball, so.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, two 5-inning games of softball.
In the summer season.
Oh.
Did you get hit?
I did.
Did you?
One time.
Wow, only once.
Yeah, went straight down to one knee again.
Oh, no.
You're just
a punching bag.
Yeah, so somebody offered me to go to their dunking, their.
Dunk tank?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. As many times as I get hit, they said I'd probably enjoy that.
Sure. The cold water might feel good on all your bruises.
Yeah, and other things.
Yeah,
right. I tell you, I'm just sore today.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. So, but anyway, softball state finals today.
That's exciting.
Semi, isn't it?
Yeah, I never understand the rhyme or reason. You know, it's kind of a schedule. So they go Division I quarterfinals today. Then they drop to Division IV.
Mm-hmm.
And then Division V plays one game tonight. Then tomorrow morning, another game. Then they go Division III and then two. So it's kind
of crazy.
It is. I'm not sure the rhyme.
Let's just go 1-4 or 4-1.
Yeah, it'd be easier.
Yeah.
But
the state baseball does that, don't they? 4-1. Yeah, I think they do.
I think after one plays quarterfinals, I think it is. I think it's
So, which is kind of easier.
Mm-hmm. They only have four divisions in baseball.
Which they should have five.
Yep.
Just a personal opinion.
Well. It's true in the way that you divide it. So Richland Center was in the tournament. They were in Division II,
mm-hmm.
and they were playing schools. Like when they played Mount Horeb, Mount Horeb had almost double the enrollment.
Look at last year when Riverdale went to Division III.
For baseball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. That's not fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, bringing it to five would maybe shore that up a little bit.
It would.
Yep. There's talk about it.
All right, buddy. World Record Day.
Yeah.
Do you have anything good today?
I saw this.
Did you actually do some homework?
No. But I should have been looking for the Boba Fett action figure from Star Wars.
Yes, you should have.
Yeah. It just auctioned off for a record-breaking $525,000.
I saw that, Phil. Isn't that crazy?
Goodness. Making it the world's most valuable vintage toy after fetching the massive sum.
Maybe Leia would want that.
She probably would, but she'd take it out of the box because it was still in the box.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, I think a good grandpa would probably buy that for her.
Yeah, maybe. But the
other side, maybe?
The hand-painted rocket-firing bounty hunter, only two surviving examples made from Kenner's line of Star Wars toys in the 70s. So it was
really?
It was kind of... they put it on. I don't even know if it got on the market. They made a couple and then decided not to. And then even when they did put one on the market in 1979, that was kind of rare too. That sold for $84,000.
Wow, in 79.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I wished I had my calculator or my $84,000 in 1979 would be what kind of money today.
Oh no, it sold that. It sold for that today.
Oh, it sold that for today.
Probably back then it was $1 or $2 maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Good investment for somebody.
Well,
yep. I always play with my toys. I kept them nice, but I mean, what fun is it to leave them in the box?
Exactly. It's really hard to play with action figures in the box.
Right.
So, hey, an overturned strawberry truck causes huge jam on two highways
in
California.
That'd be a strawberry jam.
Loaded with strawberries, overturned, dropping barrels of fruit into the road. The California Highway Patrol said the overturned truck carrying about 40,000 pounds of fruits blocked the northbound connector ramps to Highway 101 and Interstate 880 in San Jose. This was yesterday morning.
Wow.
So
you can make a nice smoothie. You just go out there with your cup and just...
Well, did you hear that that there was a truck in California losing meat?
No.
Down the highway. Yeah. Like it was ground meat, and it was just going down the truck, and the doors were open, and meat just falling everywhere.
I don't think you want to scoop that up.
What a pay attention. That's where the buffets come down there. So.
A little gravel in it, but that's all.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Do you have any more? What other world record do you have?
I have the owner of the world's largest collection of fossilized poop.
Really?
Now showing off his collection of dino droppings.
Yes.
After ancient waste is found. And he is opening the Pooseum in Arizona. Boy. Hey, June, our summer trip. Hey, yeah, right.
You'd want to go to the Puseum.
George Franzen earned the Guinness World Record for the world's largest collection of coprolites, the scientific term for fossilized feces. He has turned his collection, which now numbers 8,000 pieces of feces, into a virtual equipment and exhibit, taking the physical coprolites to various museums. So, yeah, he said he collected his first when he was 18 years old. He became fascinated with fossilized feces, and his life has never been the same.
It's a lot of dung there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'd rather have the jam on the roast.
Yeah, yeah. June thinks I collect a lot of crap. How about this guy?
Yeah, exactly. Did you tell, say, June, look at this.
Oh, look at this guy.
Hey, an Idaho man, our buddy, all right, David Rush is back in the, finally broke the Guinness World Record for most water moved by hands in 30 seconds.
Most water moved. Okay.
All right. In 30 seconds after attempting and failing to take the title for 5 years.
He's worked at it.
Serial record breaker David Rush said he attempted the record multiple times over the course of 5 years, but his attempts were frequently disqualified for reasons, including his pitcher of water slightly and using a non-approved surface. Rush had to use his hands to transfer water from a bucket to a pitcher placed 1 meter away. He successfully took the record by transferring 112.4 ounces from one container in the other allotted 30 seconds.
Oh, he did it by hand.
He did it by hand.
Yeah, so he cupped his hands and try not to spill.
112 ounces.
Wow. And that's crazy.
Yeah. I could take a bath in 112 ounces. Also, Mr. Rush used his nose to inflate balloons for world record on May 31st, just last month. Serial record David Rush earns his 173rd consecutive held GWR by title by using his nose to inflate 28 balloons in 3 minutes.
Oh, he'd have to have clear sinuses. He couldn't, couldn't have a cold.
Yeah, but his daughter had a birthday party, so that's...
Oh, wow. I wonder if we got a headache doing that. Because I get a headache blowing up just
I just get a headache for thinking about
with my
that.
Mouth. Man, that's crazy. That guy's got a lot of talents.
I tell you. We should try that, Phil.
Blow it up. Yeah, but you got to stretch it pretty good to get it over your nose, I would think, don't you?
I'd probably do it in one nostril.
One nostril? Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I'm sure they have to be a certain... You have to blow them up in a certain, you know, have to be so big.
Maybe he blows one in each nostril.
He very well.
Man.
All right. Man breaks his own record for typing for his nose. Now, remember a couple of months ago, we had one for typing with the nose.
Yeah?
He broke his own record.
Oh, man.
An Indian woman, our man, broke his GW record by typing the alphabet in 25.66 seconds. For the fastest time to type the alphabet with his nose.
Talk about hunting and pecking there. Wow.
Typed all 26 letters of the Roman alphabet in a standard quarterly keyboard with a space between each letter. So that's 52 touches with the nose.
Yeah, I had to hit the space bar after each one.
Crazy. Crazy.
I was reading somewhere where today's high school graduates going into college, like 90% were not sure what a typewriter was.
Yeah,
they've obviously never used one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though they use one every day on their phone.
Well, they do. Yeah, they use.
But it's not called a typewriter.
If you use home row, you know, which I don't even know if they call it that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Typing.
So standard quarterly board or, but it just.
Yep.
But anyway, hey. We have a great June month giveaway for milk.
Yep, we gave away some earlier this morning.
So, and I want to reach out and tell Julie and Ryan Cairns and stuff, State Farm, thank you. Nick and Lisa down at the Quick Trip here on 14. And ET Foods at Lisa and Ed down there. So want to make sure that you go visit those stores. It's June Dairy Month. We have all kind of good stuff, and we have a huge Father's Day promotion starting next week. I got some good grand prizes from Utter Brothers, Napa, Quail Run Golf Course, got Town and Country TV, huge Gladiator refrigerator. If you haven't seen that refrigerator, you need to check that out. Four Brewer tickets. We have some House on the Rock attraction hole for golf. Just a great lineup. Yep. So
starting out a fun yeah, summer. It'll be summer.
But it will be. And I just hope everybody gets a chance to enter and win. I mean, I know there's limited, but next week we start registering. And next Friday, I think we give them away, don't we?
We do, yep, for dear old Dad's Day.
Yeah, so that'd be awesome. So, you know, and then another thing, if Dad loves candy, hit both. You got Added Touch Flooring Gifts, and you have Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Floors for. And I know we both like these candy bouquets. Dad loves them.
Mm-hmm.
So. And both shops have great gifts inside for home decor. And you know what? Grills. Get a grill for Dad at mm-hmm. Walsh's Ace.
Yeah,
you so betcha. They're having a grill days from now until the 15th.
Much so better than a necktie.
Yeah, or a pair of socks.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
So socks, you got to save them for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do need a new tie, though. My boy's getting married, so I gotta.
Are you gonna actually dress up in a tie?
I gotta gussy up a little bit.
I'd like a picture of that, buddy.
Yeah,
if you don't mind.
Oh, I've worn ties a lot over the years.
Dear James, please give us a picture.
I just don't have a new one. They're all because I can't tie them, so I leave them in a noose, and then they get kind of wrinkled.
You can't count tie.
No.
We're gonna have tie for tie.
Many people have tried over the years.
Mother.
That part of my brain doesn't work.
My mother said, if you're going to do anything when you leave this house, you'll be able to tie your shoes and tie a tie.
Yep. That's why I have Velcro on my shoes.
Have a good day. Be kind.
You bet.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high, with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsborough Equipment in Hillsborough, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroughequipment.com.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
This day in history, in 1944, during World War II, Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy, France. On D-Day, as they began the liberation of German-occupied Western Europe. Your history lesson for today, June 6th of 1944. 1939, the first Little League baseball game was played as Lundy Lumber defeated Lycoming Dairy 23-8 in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And in 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy died at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles, 25 and a half hours after he was shot by Sirhan Sirhan. Some notes on today. Birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday number 4 to Berea Ruskamp from Nana and Papa Hying. Also today from RC Primary School, happy birthday Sawyer Barr and Samara Brown. Have a great day, Doug Summer from Megan, Ryan, Hayden, and Maverick. Thank you for being the great grandpa and dad that you are. We appreciate everything that you do. To Alan Bradley retiree Diane Lee, a.k.a. 17840, from also retired 18101. Paul Durst and Leah Durst, happy birthday from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy 20th to Andrew Ermilio, love Mom, Dad, and Justin. And Adam Turk from Mom, have a great day. Happy birthday, Dorothy Milner, from Richland Area Senior Citizens. Karen Pauls from Sacred Heart Parish, and also Justin Christ from Sacred Heart Parish. All the best to Jan Harris, courtesy of Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy 50th birthday going out today to Chris Gerber from Reba McIntyre and Angelina Jolie. Nice that they both thought of your birthday, Chris. Good job. Happy birthday today. Also, greetings going out to David Bannister from Jody, from Cookie and Lucy. Happy birthday, Janice, from Mom and Dad. Have a great day. Happy wishes to Janice Harris from Aunt Bev. And greetings today to Rose Houston from Richland Center Free Methodist Church family. Happy birthday to granddaughter Monica Sander. Love from Grandma Ida. Muscadet, Avoca, Blue River Lions Club, leaving us wishes today for Carol Bartlett, John Bumkamp, and Sheila Birchfield, Kathy Dax, Larry Hensley, Alan Moore, Jalen Jones, Pamela Mum, Cruisin' Perkins, and Steve Schneider. Happy anniversary, Kevin and Jackie Bartles. The Richland Center Lions today, with wishes for Rachel Jensen, Andrew Ermilio, Rose Houston, Monica Sander, Adam Turk, Rachel Harlan, and happy anniversary, Howard and Helen Nelson, and John and Erica Kronk. The Bloom City Town Crier with wishes for Rose Houston, and happy anniversary to Kenneth and Millie Theed. Happy birthday to Big Brother Paul Durst from Lori and the Guys, Leah Durst from Lori and the Guys, to Leah Durst from Mom and Dad Durst, and to Leah Durst from your husband, your son, and it says your crazy daughters. Happy birthday, Doug Summer from Richland Center United Methodist Church. And happy anniversary, Howard and Helen Nelson. And we have wishes going out for Ken and Millie Theed from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. And a very happy 68th anniversary to a very special couple celebrating today, Millie and Kenneth Theed, with all our love for all you do and have done for us, from Ken, Patty, and Dayton. Also from Jerry and Carrie, and Tim, Deb, and Chris, Dan, and all your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Enjoy your very special day.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Henry. Henry, a little tardy bringing this one back, but he's here. All right, thanks, Henry. Happy birthday to Lainey Meese. Happy Sweet 16 from Grandpa and Grandma Meese and the family. Have a great day. It's 64, beautiful degrees. Going to be a little cooler today. A high will approach 70, and winds will pick up later on today. And yes, again, some shower chances late in the day.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's BTUSSEL.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Joanna has the news coming up here from WRCO Radio. We will share the update on sports as well next hour and our trivia question of the day. We'll see if we can stump you in a little while today. Enjoy your day in Southwest Wisconsin. Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly sunny, blustery winds, and cooler than normal today, with isolated showers possible this afternoon. A high of 70 with west to northwest winds, 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, isolated showers early evening, then partly cloudy to clear skies with a low of 50. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 3 to 10 miles per hour, and it's 65 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. At approximately 10:05 yesterday morning, the Richland Center Fire Department was dispatched to the 24,000 block of State Highway 58 for a report of a propane leak. Upon arrival, fire crews located in a natural gas service line near a residence had been struck by a contractor performing groundwork. Due to the nature of the leak, varying wind conditions, and unknown when the utility service provider would arrive, the immediate area was evacuated with the assistance of the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Evacuations included private residences, a daycare, and a few faculty members at Ithaca High School. Due to the scope of the incident, Richland County Emergency Management also responded. Richland County Ambulance Service responded to establish a reunification point for families of the daycare students that were evacuated. Upon arrival of the utility service provider, crews located low-level natural gas readings in the storm drains directly across from the broken service line. The leak was mitigated by the utility service provider around 11:45. All structures in the area were assessed for the presence of natural gas, and one residence was ventilated due to low-level readings. The storm drain system was also ventilated. A third assessment for gas readings found no natural gas present in the area, structures, or storm drain. The area was deemed safe and under control around 12:20 yesterday afternoon, and all responding units cleared. Wisconsin has taken another step forward to help people with mental health and substance use emergencies with the opening of 5 crisis stabilization centers for adults. Crisis stabilization facilities support people who can't stay in their community safely but don't need to be hospitalized. Funded by the Department of Health Services, the centers provide a dedicated location for this level of care for most counties. DHS set aside $10 million in 2021 to support the development of 5 crisis stabilization facilities for adults, with each location serving multiple counties. The funding is part of Wisconsin's share of American Rescue Plan Act funds reserved for mental health and substance use services. The announcement represents the work of 4 providers who each received a share of the funding in 2022 to establish these home-like centers. The services areas are based on partnerships the providers have set up with county agencies providing mental health and substance use services. The Telluride facility in Madison serves the counties of Columbia, Crawford, Dane, Dodge, Grant, Greene, Iowa, Juneau, Lafayette, Richland, Rock, Sauk, and Vernon. You can access the center by referral through the Mental Health and Substance Use Emergency Hotline. The facility is staffed 24/7 by professionals who provide individual counseling, group therapy, medication, evaluation, and management, and skill-building activities to enhance coping strategies and overall well-being. You can also receive support from those who have experienced similar challenges who are trained to help others on their paths to wellness. Stays range from 1 day to 7 days or more, depending on your health and safety needs. You will also be connected to community services to ensure you continue to receive the support you need after your stay. This is a voluntary level of care. Those who attend agree to be admitted and work actively with the service providers to develop their care plans. A 2-vehicle crash in Vernon County resulted in injuries. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Saturday around noon, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of the crash at the intersection of County Highway EE and County Highway Q in rural Hillsboro. Kyra J. Basarick, 19, of Hillsboro, was traveling south on Q and did not stop for cross traffic on EE. Basarick collided with a vehicle driven by Gerald T. Mayer, 67, of Allenton. Both vehicles left the roadway and the Mayer vehicle overturned. A 60-year-old female passenger in the Mayer vehicle sustained apparent non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro by Hillsboro Area Ambulance. Gerald Mayer reported minor injuries but declined transport. Basarick did not report any injuries. When every second counts, blood products can provide life-saving care. The American Red Cross asked the public to give blood or platelets to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now. 2 blood drives will be held this week. The first is today from 11:30 to 5 at the Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. The second will be held tomorrow from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. The 3rd District is currently represented by Derek Van Orden. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer its 3rd opportunity to meet and talk with a candidate for the Congressional District by hosting Eric Wilson. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The question and answer session featuring Eric Wilson will be held this evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Economic Equity Now has hosted Rebecca Cook and Katrina Shanklin and has reached out to Derek Van Orden. Van Orden has not yet confirmed a date. A partnership more than a century strong will continue Saturday as Janelle and Marlon Zinsner lead the Big Top Parade in Baraboo as Grand Marshals. The couple are longtime supporters of the parade. They will lead the parade through the streets of downtown Baraboo, waving to thousands of onlookers. The parade will highlight a day of full circus-themed fun, including live entertainment on the courthouse square before the parade and matinee performances of Circus World's Big Top show afterward. The parade typically brings 20 to 25,000 people downtown, with children of all ages enjoying historic circus wagons, marching bands, animals, and community floats. Three celebrity judges will face the task of choosing the top entries in the Big Top Parade Saturday. Miss Wisconsin's teen Trinity Hornsman, NBC 15 anchor Gabriella Rusk, and Ho-Chunk Nation legislator Representative Kristen K. White Eagle. The Big Top Parade will step off in Baraboo at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. This year's parade will share the blast-off theme adopted for this summer's Big Top show at Circus World. All in the parade, including the judges, will be encouraged to sport space-age costumes.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Today is Thursday, June 6th. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Casanova, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held today at 6 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel today from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Casanova. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in the Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center, died May 26th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Quarters Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center. John Howell, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County, died Friday at Park Ridge Assisted Living in Watertown. No formal funeral service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Howell, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday, June 14th at 11 at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua. Richard C. Kelsey, 81 of Loganville, died last Thursday at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday, June 14th from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81 of Loganville. Linda L. Sherd, 77 of Muscadet, died Monday. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, June 19th at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday, June 19th from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77 of Muscadet. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis E. Gunderson, 87 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Amanda Jacobson and Brandon Ziering had a son, Riker Duane, and Rachel and Matt Preston had a son, Frederick Carl.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's 65 degrees in Richland.